Hello everyone, and welcome to the Graps and Claps podcast, this time outside the Sandbar in Manchester. We've got Jeff here. Hello, Jeffrey.
Good evening, sir.
How are we doing? Third day on the piss.
I'll be honest with you, I'm completely fine. I'm becoming immune to alcohol.
Well, you could have told me that yesterday, Jeff. Well. Just before we get into the wrestling and everything, yesterday when we come back from Cleethorpes, what a great day round Manchester.
Yes, I had a cracking day, went some decent places, had some fantastic beers. Do love a bit of a, you know, impromptu wander.
Yeah, you had a 5-star beer.
I did. It was a 14%er. Ooh, shades of going to Tuesday night graps in it in the Crown and Kettle.
With Gareth.
We'd have a third or a half and then forget the rest of the show. This was Turning Point, Bourbon Barrel Aged Dark Matter Custard Stout. Oh, it was as smooth as a baby's bottom. Belied its strength till the wind hit me outside.
Yeah, we also had the bubblegum sour in Port Street, which was an interesting beer.
Yeah, ask for a half of blue.
Yeah.
For the dads. And it was blue, dabba dee, dabba da. Tasted like one of those bubblegum, you know, the ice creams what you used to get in like a triangular pot with a little bit of a chewy at the bottom, if you remember those back in the day. Right, same again, probably Gareth will remember, the rest of the Grapple lads won't have a fucking clue what I'm on about.
Correct. It was just a great afternoon out Manchester.
Yeah,
and you know what? We did it all again today as we had a sup round the other side of Manchester, which is like Market Street area, going down Oxford Road.
Venue, yes.
Started off in North Westwood. Oh! The Pomona Island place. I was the only one in there, and Jeff joined me. As we were the only two people in there.
Yeah, we doubled the amount of people in there.
Because it is a bank holiday Monday, and generally these places don't open up.
I agree. I had a two-thirds of a West Coast IPA, 6.8%, about £5 odd. It was all right. A nice palate cleanser from yesterday.
Yeah, I had the Monday's Irish Stout and also two-thirds of Toot. And I were mentioning to Jeff about some gobshites on a bus.
Yeah, standard, isn't it?
Where someone threatened to smack the bus driver.
Well, you're not going to get where you want to go if you're fucking smacking the person who's driving the bus, are you?
You know what, for your £2 you get entertainment.
I'll just pay you £2 and it's not fucking whinging, you twat.
Yeah. So, North Westwood Hall, you enjoy that place?
Completely fine. Wanky music.
It's been your thing, hasn't it?
It's just, you know, when you've got to get the Shazam out and, you know, Shazamming who the fucking hell being played. I get it sometimes where you don't want music where, you know, it creates an atmosphere like, you know, get up and go atmosphere or got phones that people know and it gets a bit rowdy, etc. Sometimes you need a bit of mood music, but when the mood is, what the fucking hell is this shit, then it's not the right mood for me.
Yeah. Next up, Society. The old vocation, food and beer all.
Yeah, a staple are coming this way.
Brandy.
I had a vocation. It was like a founded sixpence, which I would have thought would have been a Christmas beer, but they've got it on in fucking May. So it was like a 12.5%. Had a third each, didn't we, Andrew?
£4.
Like a cherry brandy stout.
Yeah.
Like a Christmas pudding stout. I'll be honest with you, it were all right.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
We also had the salt and pepper chips from Manzuko, £4.50. Lots of them.
Yeah, decent portion.
And you know what? If you've got a cold, it'll run it out of you.
Yeah, there was. I only just tasted the chips. I mean, I've seen a lot of pepper cut up in there and this, that, and the other. Quite a bit of heat coming off them, but I think I'd enjoy a portion myself next time.
Yeah. Definitely better than the naked chips, Slap and Pickle have, which are £4, but you don't get anything on them just because they're
That's
naked.
That's because they're naked.
Next up, North Bar, one of Jeff's favourites.
I do love a bit of pretentious.
Dandelion and Burdock Black Lager. Interesting.
Yeah, it was a Ben Shaw's get 10p when you take your glass back to the bar collaboration with
Kirk Stahl
from Leeds. Dirty Leeds. I'll be honest with you, I had high anticipation of this one, just like taking you back, you know, childhood memories of the particular pop, and it was disappointing.
Yeah. It had an aniseed taste. I would say that's like the dandelion, but it just wasn't
not enough burdock for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a bit shite.
Next up, Brewdog Outpost. Not much choice.
Well, I had a collaboration with Western Fafana and somebody in Belgium. Let me have a look.
Wesley Fafana, who plays for Chelsea.
Yeah, and he's in. While he's been injured for most of the season, yeah, he's been collaborating with the fucking different Belgian beer producers to come up with this one. Let me have a quick snifter. Western Fafana Briar Packed Blonde Ale. Yeah. Absolutely fucking fantastic this was. I give it literally 3 and a bit stars.
Absolutely
but,
fantastic.
But for a Belgian ale, 6.5, easy sipper, wasn't too strong. I thought it was really nice. I'd probably have a decent pint of this, but it was expensive as in Brewdog. It usually fucking is. Yeah, it is.
I had a pint of the Cold Beer, which is a lightish lager.
Yes, they are doing a special offer in Tesco's this week with that Cold Beer. 3.4%, 4 cans for about £3.50.
A pint, £5.90.
with your club card. Right. I mean, I picked it up, said 3.4%, and I thought it's not worth fucking picking up this for me.
Is it?
You know, it's probably a thirst quencher, which we found out, funnily enough, in the venue with Foster's. Cans of Foster's, 3.7% these days.
Yeah, they've gone down. It's gone down.
It's all the tax reasons again. You know, the like lowering the strength of these particular things.
Hello.
Are you okay?
Not bad.
Enjoy
the show. Yeah, no, really good. Really good. Yeah. Next up,
Rochdale Councilwoman's following us around fucking Northwest.
Hey, nothing bad. We're getting a show on there, Jeff.
Hopefully, touch wood,
etc.,
etc. Yeah, but the Foster's 3.7% have gone down from 4%. I mean, Foster's used to be piss water, and now it's more piss water again. It's, like I said, it's just mass-produced fucking light lager shite. And that's the way a lot of things are going these days. Everything's percentage is going down, not a lot. Staying where it was, and it ruins the beer.
Correct.
Stella used to be good. Heineken used to be good. Foster's were passable. I'm assuming Carlin are going the same fucking way.
Can I give you one word here, Jeff?
What?
Brexit.
Not Brexit. No, it's just tax. It's how they've sorted the tax things with different strength beers. So obviously, the higher the percentage, the more you pay to try and keep people sober. And now the NHS putting a burden on them. But then again, my anger brings my heart rate up, and with my state of health, then I might keel over. So they've done it the reverse way with the fucking strength of the beer.
Yeah. I will say with the Brewdog Outpost, it's just a lot of their shit. And the guest beers have gone, which our mate, Mr. Gareth, has said.
Well, I'll be honest with you, obviously it's Bank Holiday Monday, but that Brewdog Outpost, obviously, next to the university, student central's all out there with the laptops and getting the free Wi-Fi and that, and just felt so out of the fucking place, to be honest. It didn't feel like a drinker's place, felt like a place where somebody's doing the coursework.
Yeah.
And I'm well fucking past that.
Next up, Big Hands.
Yes, thank you very much.
I have
not
got
as big
hands.
As yours, yes. Yeah.
Tommy Dick Fingers Bar in Manchester. Not been in here for a bit, and you know what? I'd probably go in again. I do like the Dortmunder Via. £4.70.
Yeah, the price.
Comfy sulfur.
Pint of Kronbacher. I think it was about £5 odd. Really, really comfy seats. I could have done, like, that over there behind you, and then just take it out and put it on the back of the van. Really, really fucking nice seat. A bit rough and ready, but it is what it is in the.
It's like the temple.
It's a bit of a student
dive. But huge.
It's a student dive.
Yeah.
you know, with half decent pints.
Let's get into the show, Jeff, at the Trinity Sports Centre. Show started 10 minutes late, which is
not bad for Brit Rest.
It's not bad for Brit Rest. Decent enough crowd. Busy.
Very busy, yes.
And as we said last time, even though it's a sports centre, we don't really notice hoops. Even though the hoops are there, the production-wise is really good.
Yeah, they've got the screens, they've got the lighting sorted, you know, it is a good setup.
Let's go into the matches now. Which was CPF, who are now part of the collective. This is all through a promo package on their online, Jeff. Now, the main...
Wait a minute.
Sorry.
I was going to say, if you hadn't told me that, I would have no fucking clue.
Yeah. So the main heel faction now have 7 people in. Yep. It's turning into Immortal with 12 week.
It's turning into Len Goodman.
Seven people in a faction.
Well,
it only started off at 4.
It's lucky for some.
CPF versus Sunshine Machine, TK and Mambo. I thought this was a very good opener, but I don't buy CPF as baddies because they were just going for the cheap shitters, sticking the middle fingers up, coming out in an Arsenal shirt in Manchester when they're going to lose the league. And
well, touch wood.
I don't think they're baddies.
Yes, very, very babyface characters trying to, you know, heal it up, I think. Having said that, really good match between the two.
The moves are good, but when you're a bad guy team, you need to, especially CPF, you need to cut that shit out.
Yeah, you're cutting corners, you're taking the cheap shots and all that. You know, you can do the flippy stuff and then just kick him in the nuts behind the ref's back and things like that.
And then they do a space flying tiger drop for 2 minutes in. It's like, what are you doing? But TK and Mambo, best I've seen them in months, this.
Absolutely solid, yeah. Yeah, just really good. I think both teams really complement each other, you know.
Yeah.
What can I say? It set the tone for the rest of the show.
Which it should do as an opener.
Yes. CPF got the win.
It was by nefarious means.
Finally by nefarious means.
After which, Kelly Six got involved. And they eventually got the victory. I will say TK Cooper's like... Is it like a bloody shooting star press? It's just a thing of beauty.
Yeah. Oh, it's a fantastic sight to see. It's you know, they have their standard manoeuvres, don't they? But that one, it's just, yeah, just fucking poetry in motion.
I think, everything they hit, Sunshine Machine.
It's fucking, on point. It's
on
crisp.
Point, yeah.
It's, you know, well thought out manoeuvres as well. They're just a really fucking good team.
Yeah.
CPF, Andrew, what do you think of them?
Like I said, I think they're a good tag team, but they need to work more into the heel persona because I still think there's a lot of babyface stuff there.
It is. They could take a lot from that guy who was giving us fingers on the tram when we were clapping the trams going past.
We were.
At the back of the Victoria Tap. This is probably our new thing now where, you know, see a tram go past, you know, give him a wave. Like that, and see if they wave back, and then this
fellow gives
the fuck off. Yeah. Well, it got him over.
Next up, Emerson Jane versus LA the Power Taylor.
Oh, you didn't go for the cheap one, did you? LA Taylor.
Yeah. For the Sobro Women's Title, I think this is one we was looking forward to, weren't it?
Yeah, Emerson Jane, the consummate worker, you know. Just very fucking good. Crisp manoeuvres. Gets her stuff in, you know, like the old...
German suplex
through the ropes, you know. Every match has got that in. LA Taylor, I mean, she's statuesque. She looks the business, you know, and she more than held her end up.
Yeah, I think she's only like a few years in, but I think it's more the presentation which makes her stand out as an act, and it works very well. Emerson Jane, just crisp. Just
Yeah, so everything is on point. This was the second good match of the night.
Proper good. Emerson is class, I did put. LA won with the sky high power bomb, like D'Lo Brown back in the day.
Yeah. Protect your neck.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Moving on to the third one, Andrew.
Coming in at number three, it's Lucia Lee. Taking on Melissa Fierce, who's a replacement for Lana Austin.
Yep, get well soon. Now then.
Now then. How's about that
now
then?
Now then. Old Jimmy Savile reference, RIP. This was unexpectedly one of the best matches of the night.
Yeah.
Fucking unbelievable.
Yeah.
From going, obviously, Melissa Fierce, trainee with...
Shaky Baby
in
Top Rope.
In Top Rope Wrestling. And Lucia Lee come back trim, buff, cut, muscled and jacked. But her wrestling ability has gone through the fucking roof. We've seen it once.
Wait, the first time we saw Lucia Lee was against Rain at Catch Free, and it was absolutely dog shit. I had to walk out of that room because they'd just gone wrong. I was like, no, I'm not in any of this. I was like Eddie Earn on that video.
No.
And I was...
From there till there.
At that time, Jeff, I was pigeonholing her. It's like, just bad. But we've seen her... Like two or three matches. Like this is a year or two on. Fucking hell, she's got good.
She's got good very quick, very fast.
Yeah,
and
we're proven wrong.
Honest to God, night and bloody day.
Yeah,
in it, absolute fucking night and day. And people will not believe it from the people who saw that match. Like you say, with that Rain and Catch, and that was the drizzling shits. To now. Two different fucking people.
Yeah.
Kudos to Lucia Lee for getting yourself like this. This was fucking excellent.
And I think as well, you know, we give props to Lucia Lee here, but not to anger with the Ogden crutch, but I think Melissa Fierce is someone who we've been, you know,
yeah, she's
shouting at the rooftops, innit?
She's gradually getting out there. Obviously, she's getting the reps in with Mega Slam as well.
Yeah.
You know, as well as it, Shake El Sham's promotion, and then gradually getting out to different places. She's got the look, she's got the gear, she's got the wrestling ability, she's got everything as well.
When she come out as well today, the crowd give her a reaction and they've never seen her before.
Yes. Which sometimes is a struggle with. People that obviously the crowd hasn't seen before, but they saw her and they thought she looks a star,
yeah.
You know, and they did give her a good reaction. And I'll be honest with you, fucking belter of a match, absolute belter.
Yeah. Lee.
Crazy to say when you've got somebody who's only been doing it for a couple of years, and obviously, well, they both haven't they? Really? You know. Yeah, they just fucking both brought it. I'd like to see him wrestle again.
Yeah,
I really would.
Lucia won with the TKO, then a lariat turn to the back of the head for the victory. Really good match. I did put whisper it. This show hasn't sucked. It's really been good.
Yeah, I agree with it.
Next up. Tony Wright versus Kelly Six, cosplaying as Dean Allmark for the evening.
Yeah, he's very, very reminiscent of Dean Allmark in
Extreme Dean stage.
Extreme Dean, you know, like obviously not with the Union Jack flag pants, but similar gear, similar body shape as well. I know it's a cheat. I'm being a cheeky bastard, but I liken his hair to when you see that spot in death matches with fucking the stakes being shoved into somebody's head and then they split open like that. Very, very straw like her. Just being a cheeky cunt there, but I'll be honest. This is a rematch from the...
No, it isn't. It's not a rematch. So Kelly Six was a replacement for Chris Bronson.
Yes, but this is from the Sol Pro Cup, Andrew, where Kelly Six beat
in Tony the Wright. Commonwealth Cup, yeah.
Commonwealth Cup, he beat Tony Wright, didn't he? So it's a rematch from that particular match. What do we think?
It was all right. Okay, really. Kelly Sykes, I don't think much of, to be honest. I've seen him 3 or 4 times now at Sol Pro. I just don't rate this fella. Whereas Tony Wright, I think you said last time, leaps and bounds, but he gets it. Absolutely gets it. I think he's really good.
Crowd reaction. Just like you said, the improvement, what you see, that's what I like to see sometimes from
improvement.
A to B, improvement in what you're doing, in all facets. Tony Wright, from, like, obviously we don't go as Future Shock as much what you're used to when you're hearing about Tony Wright getting reactions, you know, obviously catch, etc. And we're like, oh, well, I'm not too sure. I'll be honest with you, I've seen it a couple of times now here and at Atomic, and I was impressed.
Yeah, definitely. I think Tony Wright's becoming one of our favourites.
He's getting there.
6-1 by roll up, which is a shit result because Tony Wright's the better of the two.
It's not always what happens, Andrew.
I know, sadly. Next up, Jeff. It's at, how do you break this fucker down? It's the Coronation Street fight, as we had the Les Battersby World Order versus the Thatcherite group. My word.
Well,
let me tell you something, brother.
Let me tell you something, my brother. It's just like, how do you say it without saying Les Battersby was absolutely Battersbyed?
Yeah.
It's a good job they got X-Pac, or whatever his fucking name is, on the outside trying
Uncle Ryan
trying to police
his keeper.
Him, trying to police him away from the from getting involved too much. But Les, to a man, he was always in there with a swift boot, wasn't
he? He was.
He couldn't help himself, but my God, he was glassy-eyed. I'm sure we'll get reports of feeding him the old hooch backstage. The rest of it, it was all right. It was like a plunder-filled brawl, you know.
But to give backstory, if the LBWO won,
yes,
during intermission, drinks were a pound off.
Spoiler alert, they won. They got a pound off, yeah. So we got
now
a pound off.
I will say as well, this is a Chris Linnae idea.
It is a Chris Linnae idea, yes. Exactly, so they must have been listening somewhere to probably Chris Linnae, I would have thought.
Yeah.
If the baby faces win, or whichever team wins, get a pound off the drinks. Spoiler alert, it did happen. Some unusual weapons were used, like
Platt's calendar.
Gail Platt's calendar, like from Hairdresser Steve. Danny Proper was going through each month and twatting Thatcher Wright with it, so we're like, obviously, near enough 12 months. And then we were hoping when it got to December, hopefully not. Cobbler's thumbs of Gail Platt on holiday. I'd rather not see that now, with the rest of the crowd, be honest. But thankfully, thank God, that didn't arise. What else happened, Andrew?
Oh, God. It was like chaos for about 10 minutes. I was thinking about me pound off. They had to put Battersby on commentary, didn't they?
Oh, Battersby on commentary.
I'd love to hear
that. That'll sound more slurred than when we did title commentary.
We were all right. We were sat on fucking RCT.
We were. Doesn't mean it was completely compass mentis, but never mind. One of the Easter eggs, shall we call it? What you see on a DVD when you used to buy them.
Oh, this was
what
funny.
What was it, Andrew?
It was R.P. Davis, our boy. We just seen him like, what's fucking R.P. Davis doing? He's just walking through with a bloody carrier bag of shit and just walking back through the entrance. Now, we asked him after. I was like, what the fuck were you doing there? What were going on? And this is from his days as a Coronation Street extra, where he had the same
shirt on, same bag full of whatever, just walking out the corner shop, and then Coronation Street, the episode, what he was in, ended.
Yeah!
And I tell you what, nobody in that fucking room had a clue. I mean, we all we saw was RPD, he says, oh, I'm not at this show this time. We're just seeing him walking through with a bag of cans, and then he showed us the video of it, and everything became like, mind fucking blown. Props to, you know, KFAB, Danny Proper for getting him involved.
What a mind.
What a mind for the business. The thing is, the only mind that'll know it would be him, apart from, obviously, spoiling it now. What a great little
nugget.
A nugget for that match. The thing is, it's just popping the boys in the back, I suppose, but, you know. Once we saw it, we popped too.
Once Ryan told us, I was like, oh, fucking brilliant.
Yeah. Fucking well played, lads. Well played.
LBW 01 with the 3D. And we're wondering, where's the fuck's Ashley Peacock at this rate?
Has he no-showed?
Has he no-showed? The butcher club. Butchers.
Well, Lesbeth throwing sausages around, like, you know, it's like might be a metaphor or something.
Like meat raffle, like it were the BDO.
Fucking meat raffle. Like in your local pub, yeah. But yeah, you were throwing sausages around. Some people caught them, some people didn't. And then all of a sudden the music hits, and what happened, Andrew?
Ashley Peacock come out, the head of the butcher club.
Head butcher.
He's fucking daft when you talk about this, but originally brought out like, oh, I've got Yestin Reese and them two Muppets who were his manager or last time. But they're not part of it. And here come the other three members, which was the Meat Wagon and Shreddy Breck, an absolute gang of lads.
Absolute gargantuan. If you're talking meat, and we're talking meat,
yeah,
these lads are meat, aren't they? Just like four absolute fucking hosses, managed by somebody who's going for the first work interview from, and they got all the dad's fucking suits from Burton's.
Yeah.
So get rid of them two fuckwits, and
keep Ashley.
Keep Ashley. Yeah, yeah. even though, I'll be honest with you. And then they brought them four out in there, and then beat the fuck out of the
LBWO.
Yeah. Even though Lesman no selling everything, because obviously he's not fucking compass mentis, is he?
No.
Let's be honest. He's just lashing out with his fucking plimsolls. So that was that. So it sort of sets up a match with the LBWO versus the Meaty Boys. And then Les and Ashley Peacock both went out pretty much at the same time, yeah. You know, like carrying each other out. Because I think, I'll be honest with you, kayfabe, I think they had a few bevies between each other as well. Bit of a reunion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We started thinking in between ourselves, Jeff, about other groups that have been coming in now.
Oh, fuck me. If it were Jim McDonald, a bit of the Birmingham Six, wasn't it?
No, we said... No, it weren't Jim McDonald. It was like a Birmingham group would be the Birmingham Six. And then Jim McDonald brings out the Irish wrestlers, which would be the IRA in Balaclavas.
It would be the fucking row, wouldn't it? Yeah. Well, they'd all do an unveiling. Well, no, would they do
an unveiling?
An unveiling with all the Balaclavas coming off. And they'd have to have like somebody like Ole Anderson doing the fucking promos for him, wouldn't they? Like
Jerry Adams.
Jerry Adams.
Oh, fucking hell, I was roaring with laughter at this. This was just daft. Absolute daft.
It was.
Oh, wait.
I'll be honest with you, I think it's... If you'd have seen that on a poster like the Coronation Street last terminal, that's the sort of thing what might drag you in and then come away with the wrestling. I get it. But I think just be careful of doing this too much. You know what I mean?
It works, though.
Yeah.
I told you, if Charles Dale turns up as Jim McDonald, I'll be fucking...
This match is now a three-way dance.
DJ Smadge, his own three-way dance.
Yeah, fucking. But it's on a line for me.
Yeah,
you know, it's on a fine line.
They've got rid of the Tory gimmick.
Get rid of that now.
That's gone now.
Now they're going for the meat. And I'll be honest with you, look, them four guys against the LBWO.
Oh, kill them.
Oh, absolute fucking massacre. You know, but it's a wrestling storyline. So let's see where it goes.
Yeah. And on that note, we're going to take a short interval. And
second half now.
As we've come back with drinks. Ulbacher half. It's nice, wee beer. You're on some 50% shit, Jeff.
I got a single of Mellow Corn Whiskey. 50%, yeah, bottled in Bond. So I got a single and a bit of Coke and ice. Very nice, cheers.
Let's have
a sip. Can't really taste it that much. Coke's probably ruined it.
It takes a bit more of the alcohol at the end there. Oh, fuck off. Michael Olise scored for Crystal Palace, so it goes down to the last week in the grapple draft.
Hey-ho.
So, next up, as we start the second half with Ian Skinner. Skinner! Versus...
It's probably E for me.
Leon Slater for the Commonwealth title.
Now then, obviously, I think you can sort of probably work the result out here with, obviously, Leon Slater going to TNA, maybe dropping a few whatever belts he's got left, you know, over this part of the woods. Nonetheless, this was a breakout moment for Ian Skinner, I think.
Was he better than last week?
Yes, much so, much so. I think, obviously, the stakes are higher, you know, put a shift in, you know. Some people say that they weren't too impressed with him at GPW.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest with you, at this particular juncture, I thought he was really fucking good. I really did. Kept up with Leon. He obviously, you know what Leon like. You know, he's the best young talent in the fucking country, bar none. But yeah, Ian Skinner, give him his props. Did really fucking well. Yep, heel is finish. To, you know, get the belt off.
Who joined Ian Skinner? It was the one and only Big T.
Big T.
Who teamed with him a couple of shows ago?
He certainly did. Do you want to see somebody who's 7 foot fucking flopping and flapping around, you know, after a couple of kicks? No. I think if obviously we all want.
Well, he come in and choked some.
He did. But you know what I mean, don't you? If you, he's selling for somebody who should be just bouncing around the fucking ring. So that sort of took it away from it a little bit. Having said that, I thought this was, same again, a really fucking fantastic match. Andrew?
Yeah, I think I'm one of those folk who thought this was a really good match as well, even though when Big T come in, there was doubt, oh, Leon's lost here now. And then he kept kicking out. He kept going on and on. And I think, in the end, even though it was fuckery, Skinner won. Skinner!
That's going to follow him round all the place.
It is. Yeah.
It is. But, you know, like Leon...
He needs a T-shirt with steamed hams, doesn't he?
Steam fucking hams. All the Simpsons references for you
and the Chris rest of Wilson.
Wilson and Lene as well. Yeah, you do love the Simpsons. Obviously, you know, Leon did his dive over the ropes, you know,
he
into
did,
a crowd
yeah.
of people, knocking them out, you know, like bowling balls, etc., etc. Standard affair, to be honest, with Leon.
You can't deny with Leon. Fucking hell, he's good, isn't he?
He's good, but I think sometimes you become desensitised to it. I do.
You know when that's coming.
You know when it's coming, like I said, when you see a fucking pile of jobbers and he's going to just strike them all out, yeah. Do we have to go for it all the time?
No.
Probably not. But then again, every wrestler has the same set of moves, what they go for and rely on, so it's something you can identify with.
Have you not watched
people.
The tapes?
Have you not watched the tapes? Yeah, Mark Askins fucking reverse dive. you know, what he used to do all the time. Oh, he probably still fucking
Slumdog Millionaire by Mark Andrews.
Exactly, yeah.
Billy Kidman,
yeah. Organ length.
But it was good. It was good.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. This just on a roll of good matches throughout the show, Andrew.
Next up, Harley Hudson versus Sky Smithson.
Yes.
As Gideon Gray used to say back in the day.
Back in the day, Gideon Gray used to say
Smithson. Anyhow, Harley Hudson with the main event tan versus Sky Smithson.
Main event tan and the not for children pants. Yes, against Sky Smithson, a surprise opponent.
Yeah.
This is where I think, obviously, just before the main event, they did the job. Brought the crowd down a bit. Not to say it wasn't a good match. It was. But just brought it down a level, you know, ready for the main event.
Yeah. Harley Hudson getting the win here.
Yeah, which I thought, if you're somebody going out on your sword, and you know, everybody chanting the TNA thing like they do.
I fucking hate
that as well. You know, concentrate on what they're doing there, never mind what they're doing elsewhere in their life, because it just detracts from it. It was all right. It wasn't a blow-away match or anything like that, but I don't think they were looking for that neither. Mm.
Harley Hudson won by crucifix pin here. It's kind of the victory. Did a bit of a speech after, and let's go into the
with main. A tear in her eye.
With a tear in her eye,
woo.
We went into the main event.
Yes,
as it's TLC time for the Sovereign Pro Heavyweight Championship. With your champion,
he's the
unrestricted Joel Connors.
Oh, he's unrestricted.
And he didn't have his well conditioned.
No, he had a wet look tonight. He just got out of the shower.
Bastard.
did nothing for you, Andrew.
He did fuck all for me.
Oh, well, that's fair enough.
Against the challengers here was Manline de Rees.
When I say 0-1, you 2-1. 0-1.
2-1.
Cheese! Gromit.
Joey Hayes.
With a terrible entrance music. Nothing like his GPW one with Ian Brown. Nothing like his Oasis one. Absolute generic shite. Get shut. Thank you very much.
Who the fuck else were in this? Oh, Sam Grand. Wow.
Thunderstorm.
The Thunderstorm.
One of our favourites, yes.
And there's a bullet in the gun. It's Bullet.
Like I said,
I would say one of these things is not like the others, and it's probably Joel Connors. For us.
Because Bullet just looks at what an, you know, unit of a man with absolute fucking kids play gear.
Guys, no, I've got my kids play playing for a couple
of years. I have no change on me, man.
I'm almost in an alcoholic. I must give you for a pound for a couple of years.
I've no change on this, mate. Sorry.
Sorry.
All right.
So. You like that? Just flip my fucking eye open.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
Don't want to do that.
Someone did it to me.
All right.
I got the Ashton for a cig.
Bloody hell.
Fucking hell.
Just imagine what they'll do for a pound.
It's all right, I'll put
you're a twat, out.
But I'm a fucking funny. Anyway, Bullet, yes.
He's someone you stick on a pulse.
Absolute hoss of a man, but when he's got like a fucking, you know, like a, you know, a side shooter thing, like he's on fucking Fistful of Dollars, you know, I get Bullet and I get it, but that's your, if you're working at All-Star Gear, please change your gear from like being a cosplay fucking cowboy thing to being a more serious, you know, hoss of a man who kicks fucking ass. I can't take you serious if you've got a plastic cap gun in your fucking side pocket. That's my rant with that.
Yeah,
it is angry. It's like you got transfers. You know, used to get a fucking comics back in the day. Just like put your transfers on your jeans and your heart. Get shut of that shit and become a more serious persona with your gear.
Yeah. Do you like the reason these jeans? They're the licks jeans, aren't they?
You know
with the fucking...
The thing on the back pocket where they're smoking a fucking bifter.
Yeah.
Yeah, wink nudge, but you can see them on the market and that. But I was trying to read down his leg, but it's probably like, going down his pant leg. Yeah, suits him. You know, moving on.
So, who else? And Joey's good. Crowd's into him.
They're into him, but like I say, from where we see him, different places, the music was pants.
Joe Connors, me.
No, Andrew. It's not me.
He's not me.
But he's just Joe. He's never going to escape from being just Joe Connors.
Yeah. Gradwell, I think they built it up with him. I think he's a good opponent for Bully, who ends up winning this match.
Oh, kayfabe, spoiler alert and all that, Andrew, yeah. Obviously, yeah. Sam Gradwell, what can you say? We've said it, Waxed It Lyrical. One of the best things to come out of NXT UK. And how the hell he is not fucking everywhere is a crime. It's fucking criminal. Rev Pro, progress. Get your heads out your fucking arse. This fucking lad. There you go.
And there he is, been stuck with the Ogden crutch.
This is the 50% whiskey talking, and we only had two sips.
Bullet won in about 20 minutes.
He did, and he sent the crowd on unhappy, which reminded me of GPW booking.
Yes.
Sometimes, like a fucking mega slam or whatever, you don't have to send the crowd home happy. This was a good move.
Yeah.
It was, because you want to come see who beats him, who goes against him, etc., etc. The chase is already better than the catch.
Yeah.
In it. So you've got...
Well, they've died as a promotion at the moment.
GPW?
No, I mean...
Catch. Oh, we don't talk about that. No. But you know what I mean? It's always the chase is better than the catch, and it's always like the people who are going for him. So he's already got made opponents, hasn't he? In DeRice, in Sam Gradwell.
Him and Gradwell will be good.
Him and Gradwell will be good. You know, he's already got the people lined up, you know, and they've always got a chase bullet. I think we said between ourselves, kayfabe, would that have been the position Leighton Buzzard would have been in if he didn't get injured? You know, it's there, isn't it? It's there in the background. Obviously, it will take a long time to, you know, gestate.
Sort it out, yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
So, there you go. That's the end of the show, and everyone went home.
Yes.
Overall, Jeff, let's...
Honest to God, this was the best Sovereign Pro show I have seen. Top to bottom, front to back, side to side, and all the angles in between. I thought this was tight. The wrestling was great, apart from a couple of bits of things, but you know, they could probably get shut up eventually. The setup, I thought this was fucking really, really good. It's on track for probably what they envisioned when they started, you know, and everybody, us included.
First show we ever went to was an Academy 1 show, and I know we was like fucking 10 deep, but we thought that was the absolute dog shit show I've ever seen.
Yes, and the fucking...
What are you trying?
And Andrew, from that to the 180 what it is today, commend them. Absolutely commend them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shotty Aura and his crew, fucking really, really good. And I get the feeling that they're listening to the right people.
Yeah.
As well.
Don't listen to us.
Well, you can listen. It bumps our numbers up.
See you later. Take care.
That's the Rochdale Wrestling Alliance trying to get into fucking the town hall in a taxi. Get them home before they change their minds. But yeah, it must be, like I said, it's listening to the right people. They're getting a tight ship as well, you know, from
they're on time.
Timing issues, etc., etc., etc. They're just, you know, they're getting better and better and better and fucking better. And I'll be honest with you,
I think this is the promotion Manchester has longed for.
I fucking agree. I fucking really agree. I think
I don't think the main promotions, Progress, I don't think Andy Q's lot, even though we keep banging on, you need to be getting to Manchester running a big show.
Yeah.
They don't care about me. All I care about is Shottery.
Well, like Bullet, you can fire some blanks.
That was
a terrible analogy, Andrew. I just think, yeah, I want to go and see another show. And that's how you should come away feeling as well.
Yeah.
Like you said about the Progresses, your Future Shocks and all them that's milling around the catches and that. If you can put on a show as good as what I've seen today, and, you know, you've got something to aim for.
Correct. You know,
because this was really fucking good. And I can't wait to see the next one.
Yeah. I would 100% concur with them thoughts.
And what I must say is you had three ladies' matches on as well.
Yeah.
And they didn't feel throwaway or just in there for sake of it, etc. You know, they was up there with the fellas. You know, they just felt just as important. The wrestling was fucking great between all three matches.
Yeah.
And I commend them for that. Well done, Sopro.
And I always think
giving them a platform.
Yeah.
And giving a lot of people a platform as well.
And I think as well, for myself, even though we're big Red Pro fans, I think with Red Pro it can feel, away from London, half-assed and just like stick it on for sakes. Whereas I think Sopro have, you know, thought about a card and it's been very good. And I did mention to someone, I think Sopro's work is much better than Progress at the moment, as in terms of they've got stuff going on. And even when you're bringing it, I know Sovereign Pro's a Manchester promotion, but comparing it to what Progress would bring to Manchester, I think there's a lot more thought in it, and it is a similar type of product.
Yeah, you're not relying on imports to get people through the door, are you? I mean, I know they have Adam with that Ninja Mac when he can have it sprinkled about, but it's not reliant on those people drawing a crowd. It's like your main core roster of people. Like I say, I'm just fucking waxing lyrical about it all. I really, really fucking enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I think probably the only downside, what we're going to say, Andrew, is the fucking bar thing. I mean, I get it, you know, they're probably not, have they got a license? They must have a license somewhere, you know, if you're just selling beers or whatever. You're not going to have a draft in a fucking basketball hall, etc. So it probably maybe needs a change up with that. But apart from that, everything else, yeah, it's
really
spot on.
Good.
It's spot on, yeah, it's spot on.
So there you go. That's Sovereign Pro, False Idols, done with. I think we've come away fucking really good from that show.
Yeah.
Which 100%. You love to
absolute
see.
100%.
Jeff, where can we follow you?
Well, Andrew, we can follow me back into Manchester, or you can follow me at Jeff Hopping 2, where you can see me retweeting racing bloggers' tweets to try and get £100 out of him. A bit less easier than some of his tips.
Yeah. Follow us at Augie Part 3 and at GCB Podcast 1 on Twitter, or X as they call it now. Thanks for listening, everyone. It's amazing how a year has gone past, and I think we love Sobro.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And good night.
Good night.